Mazutra Braid Rav Mori Omar. He says like this, that Hainu de Rami Bachoma. There's our Shiloh that we have over here. If a husband is Megas, you know, so far we're bringing a proof from this last Mishnah that the Baal is Megas Gaius. Because it says clearly here, when one Isha said a Ren in his era, and then the second one said Vani, so it says even though later the husband takes off the first ones, the second one still remains in the zira. So that's the Raya, Baal is Megas Gaius, the Baal chops it off from now onwards. Therefore, the second one still remains to be in the zira. Now the Gemara says, no, that shouldn't be so pushing. Mazutra Breda of Mori Yomar, Hai, Hainu de Rami Bachoma. This Svara should really be totally in the Svara, in the Alocha of Rami Bachoma. What's his Alocha? The boy Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma has a question like this. If somebody says, Harei Alai Kebosa Zevach Shlomi Mahu. Somebody has a piece of bread in front of him, and he's saying this piece of bread should be like the meat of a Korban Shlomi. Harei Alai Kebosa Zevach Shlomi Mahu. What's the law? If that's called Hatfasi, do you mean to make it Osir or not? So what are we talking about? That this piece by Korban Shlomi, it's like this. Before you made this Rika Tadam, the piece of meat is also teat. It's kosher. You can't eat it. After the Kana make this Rika of the Dam, then the meat becomes Mutter. Then you're allowed to eat the meat. And you have this piece of meat here lying down in front of you, after this Rika Tadam. So now you say, this piece of bread should be like this piece of meat. So Rami Bachom had a question, what do you mean to say? Mahu, ki matfis inish, biikre matfis. When you say your piece of bread here should be like this piece of meat, you don't mean to say the way the piece of meat is right now, that it's mutter teeth, it's not Kaddish anymore, because it was as weak as them. But you mean to say, no, since the old Bosa Shlomim, you mean to say the way this piece of meat was before, when it was Osir, when it was Kachim. And therefore, you want this piece of bread now to be Osir. That's called the good Lashon of an Eder. You mean to say this bread should be like the Bosa of Shlomim, Kaddim Zrika, when it was still Osir. That's one way to look at it. I do, maybe no, but tzinana matfis. Tzinana means like cold. In other words, you mean to look at the piece of meat the way it is right now. You made a shchit already, it cooled off, it's after Zrikas Adam, now this piece of meat is mutatit. So when you say your piece of bread should be like this piece of meat, the piece of bread remains muta. That since now the meat is muta bachila, you already made this Zrikas Adam, you're allowed to eat this meat. Since you're allowed to eat the meat, who are then this piece of bread is also muta. That's what Gemara wanted to say now, that you see, Rami Bachoma has a question. When somebody looks at a piece of meat, even though right now it's hutter, it's mutter, it's after zrika, maybe it means the way it was before, you don't mean the way it is right now. So what does it mean to say? So Toys has a few pshatim here. One pshatim means to say is here also. Even if you want to tell me that the husband is Megas, that the husband is Oika the Nedel Mafreya, even if you want to say that the husband comes and is oika the neder when his wife comes in the zero, and then the husband hears about it, when he's mefer, he takes off the neder all the way before, so right now she's mutter, but maybe still the second lady could become usher. Because maybe when she said vani, she meant vani in the ika neder that was here from before. Just like you see the piece of meat here. Even though now the piece of meat is mutter, it's after Zrikas Adam, you don't mean to say your piece of bread should be like the meat the way it is now, but you mean this piece of your bread should be like this meat the way it was before. So maybe by Nadarim also the same thing. When the second lady comes and says Vani, even if later the first husband takes off his wife's Nadarim, that's if she never made the neder, but when the second one said Vani, it could be still she meant to make the neder the way it was before the husband uprooted it. So that's the question, like, how will you push it so clearly to say the husband is Megas Gaius? Maybe it's only Maker Rocker. And this Gemara answers, no, me dummy, what does one have to do with the other? Hosam kivun diyomareya like a boss of Zevach Shlomim, by the piece of meat here. Lemaisa, this meat was once kachim. It was once a Shlomim. So afagab liyachash in Nizrak domoy, matzi ocholei bachutz, even though true, after you make this Rika Saddam, the korban now on the meat, it becomes mutatit. You're allowed to eat it even machutz outside Yerushalayim. That Shlomim is called kachim kalim, that you're allowed to eat, I mean, outside the Beis Hamikdash. But inside Yerushalayim, any place in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat it. But mitas kodesh, that kol ponim, even now, we know it was once kodesh. like this piece of meat, true. If you make the Zerika Saddam, you're allowed to eat the piece of meat. But everybody knows that even now we know it was once Kaddish, this piece of meat. Before the Kohen made the Zerika Saddam, it was Bosa Shlomim, that's Asa Bachila. So there's a tzat to say, if you have a piece of bread here, and you say your bread should be like this piece of meat, maybe your das is, you mean the way the meat was before. Because even though now the meat is mutter, it's after Zerika, but we know that before Zerika, the meat was once also. So then maybe you have in mind to say you want your bread to be the way the meat was before. Abel hocho, but over here, when the first lady said, Harenin Nizira, and then the second lady said, Vani. Now, and then the first husband came, the first wife's husband came and was made for it. If you want to tell me, that what? That you mean to go the way it is right now, is the husband was made for the nether. I mean, there's no nether here at all. So for sure, it's not totally zebezeh. So first of all, I want to say that our shaila before is not totally in this svara. And he could the army, someone is saying no, they say no, this is totally zebezeh. And therefore Tosfos says, Ikol mifshat void rami mebraisad leil, that you could be poshed rami bacham shaila from this braisa. From over here we say that she's mefa the way it was before, and you don't look at it the way it is right now. So here it's very schwer what these sushtals are. Tosfos has a few pshat in here. Then what Tosfos' second pshat is, once learned is like this, that no, we remain now the way we said before, balas megas gayas. The husband chops off the nether from the time when he says it. So therefore the second lady, when she said vani, she remains in the zero. Because at the time when she said vani, the first one was in the zero, and at that time she was in the zero. Therefore, when the second one says vani, she remains in the zero. But Tai says, but still from that svara, we should be poshed going about chamashayla. Because the second lady, when she says vani, she knows it's possible that maybe the first one's husband would be made for the nether. So she knows right now it's possible maybe the first one won't have to finish off hanaziris. And still we said Allah is, when the second one says vani, what does she mean? She means to accept upon itself to remain in the zero lailam, even if the first one falls off later. That's what the Gemara wants to be poshed. So you see, when the second one says vani, she doesn't mean I want to be like Rabbi Shimon said before, kamoischa. I want to be the way you'll be from now on, that if any time you become mutter, I want to become mutter. But rather, the svara is when she says vani, she means to be told her the way it was mikara. That since at the beginning, right now, today, the first one is saying, Harenin Nizira. And it's true, right now she is in Nizira. Only up until the husband is mefer. True, 5 days from now, when the husband is mefer, then her Naziris goes off. But up until the husband is mefer, it's considered she's in Nizira. So therefore, when the second one says vani, she remains in Nizira for the next 30 days. So you see, a svara, when you say vani, you mean to go the way it was before. And you don't mean to look at it the way it is right now. So that's what the Gemara wants to be poshed. From this svara, you have right, Rami Bachamas Alocha, that when you say Bosa Shlomim, you don't mean the way the meat is right now, but you mean the way the meat was before. You see, you always think about Mekara, and this Gemara says, no, there's no sushtel. That by Bosa Kachim, it has some Kedusha to it. Mashenken here, if the husband is Mefer, there's no Kedusha at all right now, there's no Naziris at all, so so you have no proof. Only by Naziris we say she has Das from before. Mashenken by Bosa Kachim could be looking at the way it is right now, she go Bosa the way it is right now. And this is what says, no, Ika the army, some said, no, it is a good proof. We have a proof from our Allah here that a person always thinks the Vani means the way it was the Mekora before. Right. Omra lo, let's say she says like this. Hareni Nizira biikvecha. Maho. If she says, I want to be a Nizira after you. There is first one said she wants to be a Nizira. Like so he says, Omra lo, Hareni biikvecha. Pirish. Ha'isha she nodra benazir. One Isha first said she wants to be a Nazir. Vishama chavert, then a friend heard it. Vyarma lo hareni bikvecha. She says, I want to take after you. Hareni be like Akiva, like in your heel, I want to go after you. So the question is, what does she mean to say here? Hareni ibikvecha. Samara says, Amalo hareni nizir bikvecha mahu. Hareni bikvecha means bikula milsa visharya. I want to be totally like you. And therefore, let's say the first one's husband later, when he hears about he's made for the neder, so the first one becomes mutter. Maybe because of that, the second one also becomes mutter. Because the second one is saying clearly, I'm only going to be a nazira if you have to finish off your naziris, like we said before. But if you're not going to have to finish off your naziris, if your husband will be made for it for you, so I want to be like you, it's like a tonight, I don't want to be a nazir in the first place then. Or Duma maybe no, kimik made the life for the bile of yasira. The Eklecha means I want to be the way you are right now. Right now you're saying Harena Nazira, and you are a Nazira. You remain a Nazira. If your husband is Mefrit, he takes off from later. But right now you remain a Nazira. See, even the Lashon of Harena Eklecha means I want to take after you, means I also want to be a Nazir. And she does remain a Nazir. That's the Shaila. What does the word Harena Eklecha mean? Bikvech, I want to take after you. What does that mean? Does it mean completely? Or no, I want to be a Nazir. And she has to remain a Nazir Leilam. Because of her, there's nobody to be mad to her. Only the first one becomes Mutter. Toshima, learn like this. It says, Ha'isha shenodra b'nazir. An Isha wife was makabal upon herself to be a Nazir. V'shoma b'ayla v'yoma v'ani. And then later the husband heard about that his wife became a Nazira. And he said right away, v'ani, I also want to be one. So then the Mishnah says, "Ein yochel hofer." In such a case, now lamaisa the husband can't be made for that neder. He can't take off the nazirus anymore. Now the question is, why not? If you want to tell me, when somebody says, "I want to be like you, I want to take after you," hareini bigvecha means biikro komatvis, that all you mean to say is you want to be like her at the beginning. That when the first one says she wants to be in the Nazir, so the second one means she also wants to be a Nazir. But just like the beginning of her Naziris. In other words, even if later the first one becomes Mutter, the second one will still remain Asa. If that's the Pshat, so then, so then why can't the husband now be made for his wife's Naziris? So it's two things. The wife says, first of all, Harenin Nazir. She wants to be a Nazir. And the husband says, Vani. Now the svar is, when a husband says vani, a husband is so close to his wife, his vani means, I want to take after you. It's like somebody else said the word bikvecha. Even though we have a new shaila, maybe the word bikvecha, I want to take after you, means I want to be totally like you. So Gemara is saying, when a husband says vani, that's like somebody else says bikvecha. So it says here, if the husband, after his wife said to become a Nazir, if the husband says Vani, so then the husband remains a Nazir, and he can't be made for his wife's Nadarim. Now the Habamina here is like this. The Habamina is, because if the husband is going to be made for his wife's Nadar, it's going to come out that his Nadar also becomes Mutter. If the Habamina is, that when the husband says Vani, means I want to totally be like my wife. That if there's any time she'll become mutter, I also want to make a tanai, that then I don't want my nazirus to be chal in the first place. I also want to become mutter. And that's halacha, that a person cannot be meichel his own nadarim. With Hashem, layachal devaroi, a person can't take off his own nadarim. You can be the biggest chacham. You have to go to somebody else to be matter your nadarim. But you yourself can't take off your own nadarim. So that's the havamin here now. If the husband says vani, and vani means to say, I want to totally be like my wife, so now the husband can't be made for his wife's nederim anymore. Because if he's going to take off his wife's neder, it's going to come out that his nazirus also falls off. And that a husband can't do. So that's why it says the halacha that the husband can't be made for. That's the havamina. Now where's Nakasha? If you're going to tell me though, when the husband says vani, he doesn't mean to be totally in his wife. He only means that her first lashon of to be a nazir, as if to say he also wants to be a nazir by himself. And it's not totally in his wife, so then the question is, why can't the husband be mefrit? Let the husband be mefer, lay for the libido, let the husband take off his wife's naziris, but for lukim the day, but his own naziris will remain. And the last remain of here should be a proof that the kulay demilsa matvis, that when you say, when a husband says the word vani, or if somebody else says the word bi'akvecha, you mean to say like a tanai, I want to totally be like you. I'm totally completely what's going to be with you. That I only want to be a Nazir if you're going to finish off your Nazirus. But if there's any way that you're going to have a heter later, if the first one husband will be made for her Nadarim, her Nazirus, then the second one never wanted to be a Nazir. So you have a proof from here. Then it's very good. That's why the husband cannot be made for his wife's Nadir. Because if the husband will be made for his wife's nether, it's going to come out that his own nezirus also falls off. And that's a lach. A person can't do it. So shmamina bekulit denil samatfis. Elash ramina bekulit denil samatfis. Vilkach hudoi motzi mefer. Therefore he can't be mefer. Ha'isha diyom areni bikvasecha. But if a different lady would say to the first lady, I want to be like you, he nami muteris, then it should come out that if the first lady has afaro, that the first lady's nether goes off, then the second one also goes off. Because you see now the loshna of hareni bikvecha means I want to be like you. Whatever happens to you, that's the way I also want to be. That's why when a husband says vani, he also means like that. I want to be like you, and if she becomes mutter, his nether will also have to fall off, and that a husband can't do, can't take off his own nether, therefore his nether remains. Samura says, no, loy, liyolam, really I'll tell you maybe, even when a person says, bikvecha, biikra matfis, he means to recall upon himself, the ikra loshen aneder. And therefore, even if the first one becomes mutter, the second one will remain also. And the same thing by the husband. When the husband says, vani, to his wife's naziris, so the husband means to become a nazir completely, that's all. Even if his wife will become mutter later, he will remain also. Because he's matfis b'ikroi in the ikra loshen aneder. So then the question was, so then why can't the husband be made for his wife's nether? Let the husband later be made his guy is chop off his wife's nether. We hold the husband only chops it off. So come out then, his own nezirus will remain. Because when he said vani, he meant to say the way she was makablet at the beginning. So the husband meant to remain a nazir. Just now off, from now on, he's chopping off his wife's nezirus. So why can't the husband be made for his wife's nether? The Teretz is, for hocha, over here, kivan diyomalovani. What happens? The wife first said she wants to be a nazir. And then the husband says vani and me too. When the husband says vani, ko'ime kayim luchidami. That's considered as if the husband is agreeing 100% on the zero. It's like he's telling God, very good, I want you to be a nazir. And I want it so much that I also want to be a nazir. So it's considered like the husband was mekayim the nether. Then the lacha is, once he's mekayim it, the only way the husband now can be made for that nether is, first he has to be shoyl. He has to go to a chacham first to take off his akoma. But viloi, calls the man, he cannot take off his akoma. He doesn't go to the chacham to be yoker. The akoma that he made, loi, he can't be made for anymore. Because when a husband says vani, me too, that means you're agreeing to your wife's nether. So that's the lacha. Whenever a husband first says yes, I want my wife's nether to be, it's called the good hakama. Then after that, he can't be made for it anymore. So therefore here, there can't be any proof. It could be areni bekvecha, and vani always means you want to be in the ikar ha-nether. So even though the first one later becomes mutter, the second one always remains asa. Just the husband can't be made for, because when the husband says vani, that's called the good hakama. Then the Mishnah ends off, what's going to be areni nazir viyat. The husband says he wants to be a nazir, and he tells to his wife, Viyat, what about you and you too? The yom ramen, and then she says yes. He says, Alocha is meferesh law, v'shalai kayim. The husband has the right still to be made for his wife's nadarim, even though he suggested it to her, but just suggesting it to her doesn't mean you agree with it. Like right now it's doubtful if she'll agree or not. So after she's agree and she says yes, now the husband has a choice still, could he be made for it or not? So says Lachar, if he's made for it, it's good. He has a right to be made for a nether. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kasher on this. It says just the opposite in the Tosefta. It says, if a man says already nazir, that I want to be a nazir, viat, and you also, for Yomer Amen, and she says, yes, she wants to be a nazir, ishnei masurim, it says both of them remain also. Viyim lav, and if she says no, shnei mutarim, then they both remain mutter. Because when the husband says he wants to be a nazir and you, he only means to become a nazir if she agrees. But if she does not agree, then he also does not want to be a nazir. But Akobah here is a kasha tal mishnah. And now a mishnah says that the husband says he wants to be a nazir, and then he asks a viat. So asking a viat means like a question for him, do you or don't you? So we have to see if she says yes, the husband still has the right to be made for it. And here in the Tosefta it says the opposite. Here it says, the husband says viat, and you too, it's called the and then she says yes, that's called the complete issa neder, that the husband can't be mesured anymore. It's called shnei masurim, so it's a stira. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said like this, Tony and the Chaim, it changed the halacha. Tony, Mefer, Shalom, Vishalai Kain. The Chaim, you have to change the gears in the Tosefta. You have to say in the Tosefta, you should be Goris, that the husband could be Mefer's wife's neder, but not his own. Abaye, Ram Abaye says no. Afilu Temi Kirik Tony. Even if you want to answer the way we learned in the Tosefta, still there's no stira. I'll answer you like this. Braisach going to call Malo, Hareini Nozir Viat. The Katoli Nidroi Binidro. This last assessment, this last Bryce is like this. Depends how the husband asked the question. Here the husband told his wife like this. I want to be a Nazir if you're going to become a Nazir. So he says clearly if. Va'at means if. So he says clearly that if you say yes, then I want to be a Nazir and you have to be a Nazir. And that's called Hakama. Like we see, the husband says clearly, I want to be a Nazir if you do. So she says yes. Then the svar is that the husband agrees to it, and shneya masurim. That's called hakama, as if the husband agreed, yes, now we're both going to be nazirim. If she says no, then they're both mutter, they're both not a nazir.